From Washington, this is VOA News. Chile assesses damage after huge earthquake. African and European leaders focus on crisis in Central African Republic. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Tens of thousands of Chileans are returning to their homes after fleeing from a powerful offshore earthquake on Tuesday. The 8.2 magnitude quake killed at least six people. It struck about 100 kilometers off the country's sparsely populated northwest coast, triggering tsunami warnings in the Pacific as far away as Japan. The warnings, however, were canceled several hours later. Police and soldiers are patrolling northern coastal areas of Chile to prevent looting. Chilean President Michelle Bachelet toured the area Wednesday and declared it a disaster zone. A suicide blast at the Afghan Interior Ministry compound in Kabul, killing at least six police officers. An Interior Ministry spokesman says a bomber wearing a military uniform detonated his explosives at the main gate Wednesday in the latest violence to hit Afghanistan in the run-up to Saturday's presidential election. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. A series of explosions struck near Cairo University Wednesday. Police Brigadier General Tariq al-Mirjawi and a civilian were killed. VOA's Elizabeth Arad reports.
Egyptian security officials say two homemade bombs went off in quick succession Wednesday morning, hitting riot police stationed outside the university because of near-daily anti-government protests by students. About 2 hours later, another smaller bomb exploded in the same area. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Security forces have been the target of frequent attacks since the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi last year and the continuing crackdown on his supporters in the Muslim Brotherhood and others opposed to Egypt's military-backed government. Elizabeth Arad, VOA News, Cairo.
Ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych says he was wrong to invite Russian troops into Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, a move that led to Moscow's annexation of the Black Sea territory. In his first interview since he sought refuge in Russia, Mr. Yanukovych told the Associated Press and Russian NTV television that he will try to persuade Moscow to return the territory to Ukrainian control. Mr. Yanukovych fled Kiev in February after months of anti-government protests. Western analysts largely described the ex-president's statements as an apparent effort to salvage some support in Ukraine, where even his one-time political allies have abandoned him. African and European leaders are focusing on the Central African Republic crisis on the sidelines of a summit in Brussels. At a Wednesday news conference, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he would press world powers at the summit to provide more security and financial support to the CAR.
The people of Central African Republic are suffering grave, deplorable atrocities. I will do everything possible to improve the international response.
Mr. Bond says the international community has not made the difference that it promised it would make in that troubled country. The search continues over a vast expanse of the Indian Ocean for any debris from a Malaysia Airlines jetliner, missing now for more than 3 weeks. Each day is becoming more critical because the plane's black box, which might contain the key to finding out what happened, holds an expected battery life of about 30 days. VOA's Steve Herman has details.
The ongoing search in remote waters 1,800 kilometers west of Australia has yet to yield any trace of the Malaysia Airlines plane. Distraught relatives of the Chinese passengers of Flight 370 met with Malaysian officials at a hotel near Kuala Lumpur. The event was simulcast to relatives in Beijing. Government authorities in Kuala Lumpur have faced criticism, especially from Chinese relatives, about the lack of transparency in releasing information about the flight missing since March 8th. A multinational search for any traces of the plane continues in the southern Indian Ocean. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
The International Monetary Fund says a global economy is improving following the world's 2008 downturn, but that it is much too weak for comfort. Speaking in Washington Wednesday, IMF Chief Christine Lagarde warned that the standoff between the West and Russia over Moscow's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula and other political crises could hinder economic growth. She said the world economy advanced 3% last year and predicts increased growth this year and next. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. These and other stories on our website at voanews.com.